good evening, and welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries, an evening with Jesus and the Word. This is your host, Evangelist Teresa Scott, and I'd like to take this time to thank you for joining me as we get into the Word of God. If you have called our number, area code 323-693-3054, please press the 1 if you have a question or comment, and you will be placed into the caller queue. Otherwise, if you're joining us in the chat room, you may place your question or comment there. I invite you to sit back, relax, get your Bible, your pen, and your paper, and get ready to feast on the Word of God. God bless you.
Good evening and welcome to Out of a Pure Heart Ministries. This is your hostess, Evangelist Teresa Scott. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hi, Pastor Felicia. God bless you, woman of God. Hallelujah. Listen, I just have to put this out that we were expecting a young lady to be on this evening, but she called, her representative called me about 15 minutes before the broadcast and asked me if they could reschedule. So that's why she's not on the broadcast on tonight. But God is good anyway because he had a word for us tonight. And for those of you listening, you know, I really don't like to say too much unless God is in it, because when we put our own personal opinions and stuff, it makes things bad. Pastor Felicia, you cracking me up with this all on here. That's funny. But Jesus is Lord. And Pastor Felicia, if you want to call in, if you have anything to say, please call in. But I was listening to Jesus in the Morning this morning, and the man that was preaching this morning, I really need to get him on this broadcast because he tore it up this morning. God really used him this morning to speak a word. And one thing that's been bothering me, and I believe I said it this morning, is that people are nowadays saying things like, don't judge me. God didn't call you to judge people, and this, that, and the third. And actually, I'm really sick of hearing it. I'm tired of people saying it, and people are saying it now. I believe people are saying it so much now because they just want to continue on what they're doing, and it's supposed to be okay. And I have a problem, and it, correct me if I'm wrong, but I really, yes, Apostle Timberlake, I have a real problem with people who say that to me because it's the thing to say now. It's the thing to say so that people can make you look bad and make you look like you're doing something wrong when actually they're the one doing something wrong. And when they call it to your attention, you make them feel like, oh, well, Jesus didn't judge. Let me tell you something. Yes, Jesus did judge. Yes, he did. He called those people vipers, snakes, devils. He called them whatever he called them because that's what they were. You call it like you see it, and that's what he did. And I don't, this is what I do, okay? I just want to say this. I know this individual who I work with, and they read their Bible. They sit in the window and they read their Bible, you know, when they, you know, send out emails, text messages every day about God and yada, yada, whatever, okay? And in the same breath, they'll go outside and start cussing at people and just doing things. And I'm like, Lord, I just need you to help me because she's bringing a bad name on us. And when I said something to her, you know, I said it in a general way, but she knew I was talking to her. I said, you know, as Christians, we can't speak about God in one breath and the next breath we're cursing at people, you know, and doing all sorts of things that are not right. Like, you know, you out there, you curse in front of everybody. Everybody know you do. You smoke, you sell cigarettes, you buy cigarettes. You do all of that. This is a Christian. This is Christian. And I know we all, okay, I know we all do things that we're not supposed to do. I'm not saying that Teresa has arrived or Teresa even thinks she's arrived because I'm far from arriving and I know this. None of us are actually going to arrive until we get to heaven anyway. So anybody that say they arrive, you better run from them quickly. But what I'm saying is that if you're a Christian, you're not supposed to live a lifestyle of sin. We're not supposed to live a lifestyle of sin. And that means that if there's something that we're doing that's not right before the holy God, then we need to stop doing that thing. We need to pray about it and stop doing it. people say, well, I can't stop. God don't care about me smoking. God don't care about me drinking. God don't care about me smoking weed. God don't care about me fornicating. Why doesn't he? Why did he put it in the Bible if he doesn't care? I don't understand. Why did he put it in the Bible if he doesn't care about that? Why did he allow the apostles and the holy men of God to write in the Bible if he didn't care about it? Look back in the Old Testament. Stuff was dirty back in the Old Testament. If a woman's period was on, she was unclean until her period went off. If they had sex in the morning, they was unclean until the end of the day. We're talking about legal sex. If they had sex during the day, they was unclean until the evening. I mean, go back in the Old Testament and look at the laws of the Old Testament. That's why Jesus had to come, because he knew we couldn't keep these laws. He knew we couldn't keep these ceremonial laws, these laws of what about our bodies, and you couldn't touch a dead body. I don't know who want to go around touching a dead body, but you couldn't touch a dead body. If you touch a dead body, you was unclean until the evening. I mean, it was so many types of things that you were unclean about back in the Old Testament. It's ridiculous. But when you have the New Testament, the Bible tells us, whatever sin that we do is outside of the body. But when we fornicate, we're sinning against our body. We're sinning against our body when we fornicate. This is what God said. But he also says, if we destroy the temple, he's going to destroy us. The Holy Ghost lives inside of us. So how is it that we're smoking and drinking and, I mean, even other things like drinking Pepsi's in excess, and Coca-Cola's in excess, and all of that stuff in excess. I mean, that kind of stuff is harmful to the temple as well. So we can't just talk about people that are smoking cigarettes and drinking and smoking pot and doing crack and all that stuff. Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola will tear you up as well if you drink too many of them. So we got to be very careful about being a Christian and things that we do. We have to be very careful about what we do if we call ourselves Christians. And Pastor Felicia says, this is why Jude 1, verses 3 and 4, dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints. For certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. That's deep. For certain men whose condemnation was written about long ago have secretly slipped in among you. Did you hear that? Have secretly slipped in among you. They are godless men who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality and deny Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Secretly crept in. Now you look at the church. You look at the church. You look at the church, and you see what foolishness is going on in the building. You see what foolishness going on in the building and outside of the building. And people, I'm telling you, God is calling his people to holiness. God is calling his people to righteousness. God is calling his people to sanctification. And guess what? If we don't live right, we're going to have to answer to God. I don't care how you try to justify it. I don't care how you try to say God is okay with it. We're going to have to answer to what we do in this body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. We're going to have to answer for what we do in this body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. If you want to deny God by your actions, you might say you serve in God and you love God with your mouth, but your actions show a whole totally different story, you might want to check your salvation. If you say you belong to, if you say that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but you're living a lifestyle of sin, I mean a lifestyle of sin, a lifestyle of sin. I don't mean that you have the occasional slip-up or, you know, every day we do something that we're not supposed to do, you know, before the Holy God. But I'm talking about you live a constant lifestyle of sin, and you know what the Bible says, then I think you should check your salvation. I think we should check our salvation if this is the case. I believe that we should check our salvation because guess what? We cannot live holy and unholy at the same time. It's one or the other. It's black or white. It's wet or dry. It's hot or cold. There's no in between. There's no in between. When I turn on the water and I turn it on hot, it's hot. I have to put cold water with it to make it warm or make it lukewarm. That's what I have to do. But if I leave on the hot water, it's hot. If I leave on the cold water, it's cold. If it's raining outside, it's raining outside. Okay? Everybody know it's raining. It's not raining and not raining at the same time. Not in the same space. We have to be holy or don't be holy. That's the bottom line. You either holy or you're unholy. And God says, be holy for I am holy. Does he say be perfect? No, because God knows that we are human and we still have this fleshly nature. And there's no way we can live a perfect life. But we can strive for perfection. We can strive for perfection. And we can strive for holiness. Yes, we can strive to live right. Yes, we can get this word and we can read this word. We can devour this word. We can eat this word until this word begins to change us. But see, it's something that we have to do. Number one, we have to want to change. Just like the people tell you when you go to the 12-step programs, you have to want to change, but you have to want to change for yourself. Not because your husband's trying to get you to change, or your pastor's trying to get you to change, or your mama's trying to get you to change. You have to want to change because you want to change, because you love God enough that you want to change to please him. Okay? A lot of times people try to change because someone else says, I want you to change. But a lot of times that doesn't work out because you're trying to please that person. But when we begin to look at God and look at him as a real father, as a father who will not hurt you, who will not disappoint you, who will not let you down, who will not reject you, who will not abandon you, when we begin to look at him as love, as who he is, as love, we will begin to want to please him because he is a God of love. Because he loves us so much, we will begin to want to please him. But see, we don't look at God like that. We look at God as like he's some creature far, far away, so far, far away that, you know, you can never reach him. You can never, you know, get to know him. But see, God is a spirit. And our spirit will begin to identify with his spirit once we begin to renew our minds in the spirit. We got to renew our minds with the word of God. But we don't want to take time to renew our minds with the word of God. We want to do everything else, but we don't want to renew our minds with the word of God. We want to do everything else. We'll look at TV. I'm telling you, TV will rule us. But we will not take an hour to spend in the word of God. We will not take an hour to pray. Won't even an hour. What about 15 minutes? What about 10 minutes? What about 5 minutes? Why we just can't say, God, I love you. I want to live right. God, I love you. I want to do right. God, I love you. And my husband says all the time, a lot of people just want to be Christians because they don't want to go to hell. God knows that too. He knows our heart. Oh, yes, he knows our heart. Oh, he definitely knows our heart. We can't fool him. We can't fool him. We fool ourselves, but we can't fool God. One thing about God that I know is that we can say anything we want to say with our mouths. We can say anything, and it'll sound good. It'll sound good to ourselves, and then we'll try to make it sound good to other people. But God knows everything. Everything. And I'm telling you, like, are you kidding me? Like, please. I'm sorry, I was typing something at the same time I'm talking. I'm so sorry. But I really have to say, honestly, that people just, we got to come out of the foolishness. Honey, I know you picked up the phone, so if you have anything to say, you can say it. People, we got to come out of foolishness. We got to come out of making excuses. That man, Apostle Timberlake, that was on this morning, I'm telling you, that word this morning was anointed. And, you know, I don't know if I should say this on the air or not, but honestly, I didn't vote in the election, the presidential election. I'm going to say that, okay? I couldn't vote in the presidential election because my spirit just wouldn't let me. I couldn't, honestly, I just couldn't do it. And when I look back, I'm glad I didn't. There was just something that just wouldn't let me. I kept seeing something, and I kept saying, I just can't. There's something wrong. I can't do it. And now, look, he's endorsing gay marriage. Like, you are, it was already here before him. People were already advocating for that and whatever the case. And now you put your seal of approval on it, you and the vice president. First the vice president did it, now you did it. And I understand it's election year, you got to say things, you know, so you can win votes and this, that, and the third. But you are the president, and you put your seal on this. Like, are you serious? This is America. You have God Bless America on your, no, you have In God We Trust on the money. We don't trust God as America. Stop lying. We don't trust God. Not in America, though, we don't. We don't trust God. Unless you mean that money is your God. Because as Americans, we let any and everything come in America. We act just like the Israelites. We act like the Israelites. Holy Ghost, I invite you to come into this broadcast, please, and help me. Help me, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. I invite you into this broadcast to have your way. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, the United States needs to repent. Those that know the word of God need to repent for the nation. We need to repent for whatever we've done, but we need to repent for this nation because this nation has gone to the devil. We have sold out to the devil, this nation has. And nobody can tell me we didn't. We have not. We have sold out to the devil. We are endorsing stuff that many, many, many years ago, the saints of old be looking at you like you crazy. You mean a woman want to marry a woman or a man want to marry a man? Uh-uh. They would have you at the altar, and they would leave you at that altar until they felt like you was delivered. And if you couldn't take it, you either stay home or you join another church or something. You wouldn't be there. But these women would pray, and they would pray. If they smelled sin on you, they would pray, and they would pray, and they would pray some more, and they would pray some more, and they would pray some more. Yes, they would. And we need to go back to that. Because we know even though the Bible says in the last days perilous times will come, we understand the word of God says that. But I'm telling you, for us, the body of Christ, to be conforming to the world instead of being transformed by the renewing of our mind, it makes my stomach sick. It does. It makes my stomach sick that the world, the church is conforming to the world so much. A lot of times you can go into church and think you're at the club. Hey, Evangelist Mac. A lot of times you can go in the church building and look like you in a club. The music sound like you in a club. People dancing like they in the club. The clothes they have on look like they in the club. The things they say, they sound like they in the club. How are we distinguishing the world from the church anymore? How are we distinguishing the world from the church anymore? Where's the difference? How are we any different than the world anymore? We look like the world. We act like the world. We want what the world has. We want to do what the world does. Everything. How are we going to make a difference? How are we going to make a difference? We're not supposed to act like the world. We're supposed to come out from among them and be separate. And touch not the unclean thing. That's what the word of God says. And then I'll receive you. That's what the word says. Come out from among them and be separate. Come out from among them and be separate. Come out from among them and be separate.
That's what the word says.
Evangelist Meg, can you call in? You can call in. I'll get you on the line. But the young lady that was supposed to be on tonight, her rep canceled because she said she had a long weekend. So she did cancel, but she wanted to reschedule. But that doesn't matter. But what I want to say is, she said, oh my goodness. Y'all too funny. Anyway, we gotta change the world. We have to change the world. Evangelist Mac, I'm waiting for you to call. Pastor Felicia, you on the phone? Hi, Pastor Felicia.
Yes, ma'am. Hey, God bless you. I'm gonna get a better snack.
She don't know who I am. And she did that this morning. Oh man, she be cracking me up. I tried to get on her program this morning on the internet, but I couldn't. And it's probably good because I had to go to work anyway. But I would have been caught up and been later than I was. But Jesus is, oh, hold on, Felicia, she on the line. Hold on.
Okay, watch.
Hey, Evangelist Mac.
Good evening, ladies. How y'all doing?
We fine. Yeah. Over here cracking up.
I am just delighted to be able to get in here this evening. And I just thank God. I just thank God for his word going forth. I was listening to you, Evangelist Scott. And I was listening to you saying, how are we different from the world? We look just like them. How would you know any different? He said, we're to be dressed as coming of holiness. You see? And we have no business out looking any kind of way. Even the men, there's a way for them to dress. And so we just thank God that. And then, you know, sometimes it's like this for me. People can tell a difference because of my dress. And it's not really an old-fashioned dress, I want to call it. Then it is because every button is button on my shirt. And I notice that. So people, they notice the difference. All her buttons button up. Yeah, because I'm not trying to show nothing to nobody. And especially when you gain weight, you really not trying to show nothing. You shouldn't be to nobody. You understand?
Right.
And so we just dress as becoming of holiness. And when we talk, we can't go but so long without including Almighty God in the conversation. I can't leave him out. I had a preacher, and he said he's a prophet. He called me Sunday. And I started talking about the Lord, and he had to go. Now, as long as I was talking about, you know, natural things, that was fine. But when I began to share the goodness of the Lord, he had to go. And I said, Lord, this is why trouble is for him. Because we say we are the women and men of God, but when it comes to the things of God, we're doing everything else but the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we got to be careful, and we got to love people. But love is telling you the truth. See, love won't let me see your slip hanging, Pastor Felicia, and I don't say, hey, Pastor, your slip hanging.
Yeah,
right. Love won't let me see your tracks hanging out in the back somewhere, huh? And don't say nothing. No, love ain't gonna do that. Your mascara is wrong. Your brow is wrong. You know, you ain't put enough in there. It's my place to call you to the side and say, sister, go look in the mirror. You need my pencil, whatever you need. But this is what we do in love. Love also won't let me see you in error and let you remain there. Now, you may not me afterwards, but I have to tell you the truth because I love you. I can't come lying and sugarcoating something to me that you're going to stay with me if I say it this way. No, God is no trickster now. He don't trick nobody. That's why I often say either you're hot or cold. You can't be lukewarm. God can't use that. Either we up or down, either we over or under, either it's yes or no, either it's right or wrong, either it's left or right. You see what I'm saying? There's nothing in between there. When people are bringing things in between there, you watch them because they have a hidden agenda. And we don't want no hidden agenda. I need you to lay your cards on the table so I can see if you won the game.
I know, that's right.
Because if you're holding, you know, cards in your hand, I don't, you could be bluffing me and tricking me. I don't know if you won or not. But I lay my cards out on the table. Everybody can see. Now, you can pick what cards you want, but I'm laying them all out here. And see, men will pick the bad cards. I remember when. Oh, you believe that? What she said, girl, she was a thief. Oh, you know she went to prison, don't you? Yeah, that's jailhouse religion talking. No, not from 83 to 2012. It ain't no jailhouse religion. I can tell you that now, whether you believe me or not. The proof would be in the pudding for you. Because if I call on him, he coming. And he ain't coming for nobody who got no jailhouse religion. And he ain't coming and asking nobody who lying to the people and tricking his people. He loves his people.
Yeah.
And that's the quickest way to get in trouble with God is to misuse his people. Yeah, so we just want to be holy, for he is holy. And we want to do what's right. We want to live a clean life. And we want to do what's clean. And that way we'll be all right. I was in here this evening, and I had gotten in the book of Genesis, and I wasn't supposed to get that far up in there, but once I got up in there and started looking at things, I stayed longer than I had planned. But it blessed me to know this. Even down there, God said to Adam, God said this, I'm going to say this, and I'm thinking he was talking to Jesus. It's not good for man to be alone.
That's right.
So what happened is God saw the need of man. You see, he saw the need of man. Man, Adam didn't go to God and say, look, God, I'm going to need my wife around here in a minute. Ain't nothing I can do with these cows and these green herbs and plants, you know, they're good for eating and it fulfilled me to eat it. But, you know, I need somebody with me. He didn't go to God. And the word even tell us that God know what we need even before we ask.
Right.
And that proved it to me right there. Adam didn't go to God. God come to Adam. And he went on and he made Adam a helpmeet. You see, because of he knew the need of the man. And today God knows what we need and what we have if we live in a clean life, we're walking upright before Almighty God. God knows the very intent of our heart.
Yes.
He will supply the need. He said it over in Philippians 4:19. He supplied the need according to his riches and glory by his son, Christ Jesus. All we got to do is be obedient and keep going. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, people call me all the time, and I have to resort back to Proverbs 3, 5, and 7. Because somewhere in the deal, you're not trusting God. And somewhere in the deal, you got your mind more on what you need than your mind on God. But I hope to keep my mind on Almighty God, who has all the power, the supplier of all need. I hope to keep my mind on him, because if I do, he'll give me this other stuff I need. If the electric needs paying, I got it done. If I need a job, whoop, there it is. If I need my car insurance, he's a way maker. I didn't have no money this week. I just recently come out of South Carolina. Y'all know I ain't bring no money up out of there. I spent money going. But I began to talk to the Lord about that thing, and these survey people called me and told me if I come tomorrow night and do a survey when I'm done, they'll give me $75 cash.
What?
Now, you know, I never would have thought of that, Lord. Send the survey people and let me do a survey for $75. I never could have thought of that. But guess what? He know what I need before I even ask, really. And before I ask him, he already had that thing set in motion, you see? And they called me. I didn't call them. I didn't know how. But all of this proved to me that God knows what we need even before we ask.
Yes.
And it's just some things that are not, it's not time for us to have, but we just won't rest until we just keep petitioning God to get them. But whatever state we in, we want to be content. We want to rest right there and wait on God, who know what we want and need, to supply for us.
Yes.
Because everything look good and feel good, it's not always good for us.
You're telling the truth.
But what we want to do is wait on him to supply our needs. With an S on the end means all of them, more than one. I need a roof over my head. I need my house note paid. I need my rent paid. I need my car note, whatever it is. And especially if we're using these things unto him. Yeah, we. I know Teresa brought some people in her house to stay. And if she had a car, believe me, she'd be getting folks rides to and from church and all kind of stuff. And so God know what we would do with what he give us. If we don't have it yet, this is not the season. It don't mean tomorrow, next week won't be the season. But today is not the day. So I'm not going to sit around and pout and worry over what I don't have. I'm going to let my feet get light, go on and dance before the Lord for what he has already given me.
Thank you, Lord.
And then what's going to happen, because I appreciate it where I am and I'm content in what he gave me, and I'm not just keep bombarding heaven with the house on the hill and the dog named Fluffy and all this stuff. God see that, and he come on and he bless me.
Yes.
I got it a lot quicker than I would if I was grumbling and complaining and keep bombarding heaven for the same thing, like his ears are deaf and his arms too short to reach down to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing in this, we're having faith and trust in God, and we're learning how to depend on him. We're learning how to wait on him.
Yes.
Now, Lord, I waited on you for the husband. I done got the husband, but now this house, I don't know how long I'm going to wait for that. I need you to move today. And God is saying, not today.
My Lord.
You're not ready to go into a house. Continue to save. Continue to pay your bills and keep your credit straight. And when I do open a door, you won't believe the door that I opened for you. You'll be like, Lord, is this you? Because the door is so wide that I opened. You have so many choices to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
You could get the purple house or the pink house or the green, whichever house you want, because you waited patiently. And God have a purpose and a plan for us. He have a reason why we allow to wait on him. We have to learn to have patience and let patience do her perfect work, have a perfect work. Because when we do, we'll be entire, we'll be fulfilled, we'll learn how to rest in it, and we won't wait for nothing. Because we've learned how to wait on God, trusting him, knowing he's going to do it. I believe him. I believe every word that he said. And I believe when I pray, he's going to do it. Now, if he don't do it on Monday, he can do it Friday. And if he don't do it Friday, it might be 4 years down the road, but nonetheless, God is going to do it, and he did it.
My Lord.
He just didn't do it within my time frame, because we're not on the same time, because he is time. He was the one who, I didn't say let there be light and light appeared. He said let there be light and light appeared.
Yes, yeah.
I was made for his pleasure. And if he my master, I need to learn how to control myself and wait on my master, and obey what my master has said. He's already told me some things to do. I need to get those things down pat so that I can please my master. That way, when I go to my master and ask him for something else, the master is willing to do it because I've already done what he says. But we want to put the cart ahead of the horse.
Right.
And we just want God to open the windows of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Before I'm obeying, you just rain the blessings on me. Let
yes.
me stay in my sins, but God just pour blessings on me.
Ooh. See,
when am I going to learn that I got to stop committing fornication?
Jesus.
When am I going to learn I got to stop committing adultery?
My.
When am I going to learn it's not all right to come before God any old kind of way?
Any old kind of way.
But just let it rain. No, don't let it rain, Lord. Show me your way. Show me your way, God. Help me to pay my tithes and offering and be faithful.
Jesus.
And help me to prove you this day that you'll open up the windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing I don't have room enough to receive. Help me, Lord, to stop coming to your house every Sunday and every Wednesday and whenever I go looking for stuff and things. Help me to go there and ask you to deliver me. Help me to ask you to clean me up. Give me a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me. I feel the spirit of the Lord moving right now. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
When am I going to get to this point? And prosperity, I'm going to lose everything I get back here.
That's right.
I'm not going to take a flat screen TV. I'm not going to take a brand new computer. I'm not going to take an iPhone. I'm not going to take an iPad. I'm not taking nothing with me when I go. From dust I came, and back to dust I'm going.
And
what I brought with me is what I'm carrying back, my eyes, my ears, my hands, my legs, my feet, whatever I come here with. Because I didn't come here with a TV. I didn't come here with a house. I definitely didn't have no money or a car. My parents took care of me. So I'm going back with nothing. But while I'm going back, before I get back, I need to get it right with Almighty God. Give me a clean heart, oh God.
Yeah.
And renew the right spirit within me.
Hallelujah.
Save me, Lord Jesus. Sanctify me. Set me aside unto yourself. And fill me with your spirit.
Yes, yes, yes.
That will lead and guide me into all truth, and it will bring what I need back to my remembrance. Help me to sell out to you with my whole heart.
Yes.
Lord, I don't care what the world doing. I don't care what other saints doing, what people who say they saved doing. God, I'm talking about it's me this evening. I'm standing in the need of living right. This is what we got to get. And I promise you, you won't be right. Once, even after you get there, you still have room to grow. And you won't be right here till I let it rain. Open nothing. Well, open my heart and clean it. That's what you'll be saying. I'm telling you the truth this evening. Because he need us to get right. I believe that's why he holding time up from coming back.
I believe that, too.
Yeah.
Because he's yet given us a chance to get it right with him. But we plan church, and we plan about this godly way, and we're doing a bunch of talking, but we're not living anything that's pleasing and acceptable unto him. It's sad. I try to get people together all the time. I even try to get churches to come together on one common ground to lift up the name of Jesus. And I believe if we get up under one roof, on one accord, like they did on the day of Pentecost, everything in that house, everything in there, God will bless it. If crippled people in there, they will get up and walk out.
My Lord.
If the blind is in there, they'll get up seeing and go out by themselves. Throw the stick on the altar. You don't need a dog.
They don't use
you
that
need the people of God to get on one accord and get real and sincere and want to obey him. Not only that, but I believe this. I feel the spirit of the Lord moving. If we could just come together on one accord, I believe the earth will change the world. He said, "What two or three? It don't take a lot of us. But where can we find one more who's willing? Where can we find some willing hearts to come with us, y'all? To come with us on this one common ground? We just want to please the Father. We was made for his pleasure.
Yes, hallelujah.
And if the other churches could just see us lifting one another up, encouraging one. You can't say nothing to me about Teresa Scott. I'm not going to hear it.
Hallelujah.
You're not going to tell me nothing about Felicia. I know Felicia. Tell me something I don't know. I don't need you trying to come tell me nothing about Darcy. Whatever. What I need is for us to come together on one accord in sincerity.
Yes.
For the sake of him. Not even for the sake of the people, because he's going to take care of them for the sake of him.
Yes.
Lord, we love you and we want to walk upright before you.
Yes.
Help us, oh God, to get it right with you.
Yes.
And Lord, help us to stay on one accord.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Us to love one another, not listen to what other people got to say about one another.
Yes, Jesus.
God, help us to fill our own lips.
Yes.
That we don't talk about nobody.
Yes, Lord.
But that we'll love one another.
Jesus.
Help us not to lie to one another, God. Help us this evening. In the name of Jesus. This is where we want to get. And then guess what? All of a sudden the desires of your heart is flourishing. Those that desire good husbands, they call them. The true man of God will come along and enhance what you got. Oh, you in ministry, baby? Well, let me put your ministry in this ministry, and we're going to go somewhere. He won't try to cut your ministry down to make you a woman. God ain't call you. No, he didn't call me. He chose me. How about that?
I know that's right.
Jesus. Because I know for myself, it wasn't me. I was doing my thing. He chose me out of that. He pulled me out of the muck and mire clay.
You better go ahead.
And made me an offer I couldn't refuse. And I tried to be the woman who sit on the pew and be quiet. I tried to be the one who, when I say amen, said down low, we in the house of the Lord, women ought to be seen and not heard. You don't come on over here and let me use you in my service. Look at them people over there. How would you feel if that was you? Talking about you a woman and I don't use women. I got up and began to obey God. And he began to bless me. Now you cannot shut me up. You can't stop me. Not as long as he's on the throne and he's not coming off.
He's not coming off.
I was telling the man, he was trying to tell me about Yahweh in the dollar store today, and I told him, I said, well, look, brother, I got a name for him. I said, this is personal. I said, I'm going to tell you something. He showed me in the script. I said, well, hold up, brother, let me say this to you. He showed that to you. It's personal. That's between you and him. I said, and do me a favor. Pray for me until he showed me. Baby, he grabbed me and hugged me. He said, oh, my goodness. Go on out of here. You don't know who you're dealing with. I don't go in myself. I go in Jesus.
Yeah, that's right.
You heard the songwriter say, I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. I feel all right now. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me.
Hallelujah.
I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. It was him. He lifted me. And I feel all right. And wherever I go, I can feel the lift. If I just don't go out in Barbara Mack, if I go out in Jesus, I can feel the lift.
Hallelujah.
The cashier, they just flocked to me. I had a gift today for the manager. Gave the manager a couple of gifts. He read it, Jesus in the morning. I said, yes, sir. He was like, all right, now I can go with that. I bet you can. But it's not what you think it is. You see, sometimes God will give you quality things because that's what the world looking for. You know the world looking for the best of the best because they think they deserve the best. It's church folks who don't believe they deserve the best.
Mm-hmm.
The world think they should get top of the line.
Right.
That's why they buy Bentleys and all that kind of stuff. Jaguars. Because they feel they should get the top of the line.
Right.
So the Lord blessed me with some top-of-the-line gifts. I have some pens, y'all. And Scott, don't worry, I got yours coming. A lot of people done got their gift in the mail. Yours on the way. And Felicia, I need that address again, gal. But
okay,
look.
Okay, sending it right now.
And Reverend Dorsey, send me yours over at www.freedomdoorsministries.com. Just look on the contact page. And look. These pens, they quality pens. And when you feel the keychain, you're going to know that keychain is of quality. Now, I was minding my own business, and I wanted to give this some stuff out last year. The Lord didn't let it come. I didn't get the books that I'm sending until this year. And then the lady called me, and he added the pens and the keychains.
Huh?
That's God, because he knew my heart for his people.
Yes.
He knew my heart for his people.
Yes.
And it's to give whatever he give to me to give to them. Whether it's the word of God, whether it's a tangible physical gift, whether it's prayer, whatever it is that I can give to his people. That's what I want to do. Because I'm telling y'all, he loves his people. And you can mistreat them if you want to, and nothing happening to you right now, you don't think. Oh, but you become the enemy of God when you fool with his people.
Yes, you do.
When you mistreat them, you become the enemy of God.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to fall into the hand of an angry God as his enemy. Ooh, he destroyed.
Oh, Jesus.
And see, he don't just destroy the body, but he can destroy the body and the soul.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that's what I was sharing with the man today. I said, you think I'm finna just call him who can destroy the body and the soul some kind of name? I said, man, he's my heavenly father.
Mm.
Yeah, he told me to call on the name of Jesus, and I can say that. But I'm not finna go before God with all that foolishness. Now, Daddy, saying anything. Who knows? No, I'm not that kind of girl. I reverence him. He's holy. So, yeah, I'm just testifying a little bit, but God is just good to us. And he just, every time we turn around, he keeps blessing us. And if we'll just draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to us. It's some days like today, I wanted a few things, but I didn't see what I was wanting moving. So I just decided to sit on the couch and get in the word and, you know, just talk to him a little bit. And that just lifted me right up. I just felt so, you know what I'm saying, important to him. Because he's on my side in spite of me. Huh? He brought me here. It was him that chose me and brought me here. And then he saved me. He gave me the mind to receive his son as my personal savior. I know many don't think that's a big thing, but that's a big thing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Because
yes,
if you look at this, people still in the world with a bad mind. The enemy got their mind.
Yes, yes, yes.
But when I decided to come to him, he had no wise cast me out. And I pray and I ask him to let this mind be in me that's also in Christ Jesus. Help me to walk upright before you. And look now, don't think I'm boring. I have a wonderful time every day. I laugh loud. Sometimes I do too much laughing, I think. But laughter's like a medicine for me. And anybody who come with me here, they have a good time.
Yes.
One lady told me, she said, I was scared to come over here. She said, I thought all you was going to do is get in here and drench me in oil and just, Jesus. I said, what?
You have poor oil on her.
She thought I was going to baptize in the bathtub and bless oil. I get, I don't know what you think.
Oh, wow.
I said, no, honey, you come over here. We laugh and talk about different things.
Jesus.
I said, and girl, before you leave, we going to have some of them groceries. You heard me. She told me, I hear you. Ooh, I love it over here. Yeah, because, you ain't going to bring any kind of foolishness in the door. Now, we're not going for that. But God made us who we are. And he wants us to be happy, and we can talk about things. We can laugh about different things. That woman, Joyfulness, and Romans, they clown some fierce with each other on that blog TV. But they love each other, and they sisters in Jesus. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And they can do that. And one is in New Zealand and the other one somewhere else. But that's okay. That's what we're supposed to do. I went on there today. I saw where you and Pastor Felicia had commented on, I think it was Freedom Doors. I said, ooh. I said, Teresa and Felicia, the devil is trembling. He don't like that right there. He don't like that getting along. Both of y'all together. Oh, no, y'all finna tap something around here. So he don't like that kind of thing. But we grow together in Jesus, and we learn together, and we love together. No one person has all the answers. Mm-mm. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Evangelist Scott. You know
I'm enjoying this.
I'm
enjoying this.
Okay.
I'm enjoying this. Go ahead, right ahead.
Look, Tor, go right ahead. Well, Bishop, I ain't asked my bishop.
He in there listening. I don't know why he haven't got on the phone yet.
Okay, then. All right. God bless you, Bishop. God bless you. Yeah, so this is what we want to get, and we can get there.
God bless
you. Remember Apostle Paul said he strived daily. He was striving for perfection. He didn't say he was perfect. Now,
that's
we know
right.
Jesus is perfect. God is perfect. But he said, in sin did our mother conceive us. So automatically, we weren't born perfect, and for the rest of our life, we're going to have to do some things.
That's right.
But this is what's happening if we're carried and leave it on the altar. If it come back, we carry it and put it back on the altar again.
Yeah.
And we keep it there, and we watch. We keep an eye on what we do. And praying and asking God to deliver us and stay in his word. Stay in his word. That's how I got rid of that filthy communication coming out of my mouth. That's how I got rid of that cussing.
Mm-hmm.
I laid that thing on the altar. I kept praying, and I kept going in the word. Put that filthy communication out of your mouth.
Hey, yes.
Is
oh, no, this is the wrong house.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. Yeah, so that's how I got rid of that. I kept going to the word, and I really wanted that cussing to go because I would be embarrassed, you know, because I was so used to cussing. The church people knocking on the door to witness, I go to cussing. I'm like, oh, that was embarrassing for me. So I really wanted it to go, and God took it from me. Now, I didn't give up the men overnight. I can't lie and say, yeah, he saved me and sanctified me. Yesterday was the last day. Uh-uh. I had to keep that on the altar and keep going back to the scripture that says, don't let fornication be once named among you. That's over in 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. Let woman have your own husband. I had to keep going there, and then God, I wanted it to go, though. I wanted it to go because I felt so bad, and then it even told me in the scripture, not only was I sinning against God, but I was sinning against my own body. Lord, have mercy. And this will come up in my mind. You'll get aged around here fooling around like this. God is not pleased with that, and you still trying to do it? And I begin to pray and tell the Lord, Lord, when these men come, I'm weak, Lord, I'm weak, Father, God strengthen me. And I meant that, and God strengthened me. Yeah, he strengthened me. Because I was around there trying to keep the figure tight and right, and I, look here, let all of that go, sister. If you're not trying to pull me in with it, what you need it for, let go and give God your heart. For real. And I wasn't running up. You know how they have altar calls? Some people go up there every Sunday. I wasn't going up there every Sunday. I was going to the altar on the side of my bed telling God about it, and I meant that thing, and I wanted all of that to go, and he took it. The drinking wasn't really no problem. I wasn't really a drunk, but it was all right that I hit that crown and different things, and I wasn't really a real marijuana smoker, but I would smoke it. And so I just said, Lord, take that. And I meant it, and he just took it on the way. I let it go. I wanted it to go. And then the talking about people, because I had a bad habit of picking at people that we call it in the South. I had a bad habit of that. Look here. A sinner. I'm talking about, I'm like Apostle Paul, maybe one of the chief sinners. And I thought I had room to be better than somebody. I'm just telling you how the enemy have our mind before we fully come into this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we fully let God have our whole heart. He got to have that whole heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because even in that, I was still trying to keep me a little piece on the side for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So some things the flesh wanted to do, I just don't let the flesh do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to undress and strip down and just give him everything. And let him see every roll, every blemish, every stretch mark. Here it is, Lord. I need you to fix the stretch marks, make them go away. I need you to tuck that roll where it needs to be, God. Get rid of the fat. I had to just bring it to him.
Mm-hmm.
And once I got real with him and I was serious from my heart, God began to move in me. He began to change me. I didn't think quite the same way. And if I heard you talking about somebody, I didn't like that. And if I got the opportunity, I would say, hey, look here, they got that going on right there, but what you got going on?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we ain't got no room to talk about nobody. You know, and I would begin to, you know, try to teach them, don't let's don't talk about people.
Because
we got some things we need to get together. You know, and so the Lord just began to do a new thing in me. I became a new creature in him.
New creature.
Yeah, brand new. I wanted to, though, now. I wanted to become new. I didn't want to remain in my same state because I saw that wasn't a good place to be. Yeah, my mind up and down, flipping and flopping. I'm sure I was what they call a thing, bipolar, full of demons. And spirits, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure I was, you know. But God did a new thing in me. He changed my whole life. And today I can tell other people, he's no respecter person. I wasn't no great somebody. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. But you know what, too? I go back, Reverend Dorsey, and I look at them patriots. I go back and I look at how he delivered David. I look at what Apostle Paul used to be, straight-up serial killer. I go back and I look at Peter. He was a cusser and would cut you. I go back and I look at Matthew, the tax collector. Yeah, he was sneaky, and he was a thief.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back and I look at these people and how God changed their life. I even look at what he did in Abraham, what he did in Sarah. See, Sarah learned, don't send your husband over here to no other woman when I done made a promise to you. Stand on my promise until I fulfill it. I look at Lot. I look at a lot, all the patriots, and see what happened with them. I look at John the Baptist. He was born with the Holy Ghost. You see? So it's just us and what we want to let go and what we really want God to really do in us.
Because
the word says if we'll resist the devil, he'll flee. Now, he's coming back, but we got to keep resisting him.
Yes.
And then when you know anything, you got strength in that area. I used to listen at that tape by Juanita Bynum, No More Sheep. And that blessed me. That really blessed me. Because God was not pleased with a life of fornication and a life of adultery. Because, again, we're not just sinning against God, but we're sinning against our own body. And God is not just pleased with a church Bible study and a Friday night prayer meeting and a Sunday church service. He wants us to come to him daily and have our own personal study and our own personal prayer life going on. Mm-hmm. I listen at Teresa many times, and that Teresa strike it and tell you, like, no, God, we can't be doing that. Because it's a form, to me, of weakness. But if we get weak and let him be strong in us, we'll come in a place with him where we ought to be. So I just wanted to share that this evening, and I didn't know why I was calling, but I've got the reminder, and I have been sitting there on the couch because it's been bad weather here this evening. And so I was free and able to come in here, and I thank God for coming. And I believe somebody got blessed this evening. I certainly did. I just thank God for his word, because we just have to stay reminded and we just have to stay focused. It don't make us so deep now. We so holy and we better than everybody. No, that don't what it make me. It make me know that my Redeemer live, and I need to keep coming to him to stay redeemed.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, if I slip out, that don't mean I'm redeemed. That means I done left the Redeemer, because he won't leave me. So we have to stay focused and stand firm. And I tell you, the enemy's coming more and more with stuff. And so if we'll stay steadfast and firm in the word of God and keep a heart that's desiring to obey his word and to love him for real and to love one another, I know we'll be all right.
For real.
Uh-huh.
That love him for real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he got blessings with our name on it. And we don't just live right because of what he can do for us.
That's right.
We live right because it's right.
Because it's right.
We live right because it's clean. It's right to live a clean life before a clean, holy God.
Yes, it is, yes.
There are so many benefits with this clean living that people, they couldn't imagine.
My
there are a lot of benefits in this. See, when I was in the world, in the midnight hour when trouble come, I couldn't call on God. I had to look for how many guns I had or something, you know. Y'all coming over to get ready for you. But now
said,
I can call on the name of Jesus when trouble come in the midnight hour. Mm-hmm. And it's not trouble that's coming. You see, it's not no, I had a feud, I said something to these people over here and shot at them, and now I got trouble. No, it's not that kind of trouble, but I may have trouble with my kids or my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
Or I may not be able to see my way to pay a bill. And that thing is weighing on me. So in the midnight hour, I'm talking to the Lord about it.
Yeah.
Or I may be sick. I can call on him. See, if I was sick before in the midnight hour, I had to get on up and make a way to the emergency room. Because who I was calling on, I wasn't living nothing. During that time, I didn't really belong to him because I wasn't obedient unto him.
Mm-hmm.
He made me true enough, and he loved me. But I wasn't showing no kind of faith or trust or love back to him.
Mm-hmm.
He yet blessed me now because when I went to the emergency room, they found the problem, and he blessed them to fix it. See, when I wasn't for him, he was still for me. But I'm saying the difference in then and now is this. I don't have to get up out of my bed till I know the emergency room. I'm going to lay right there and tell God about it. And then when I know the thing, I done went to sleep. And when I woke up, I'm brand new. Whatever
right.
That world done passed. Because
yeah.
He healed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I woke up today, I'm telling you, I was feeling like laying down forever. I was like, ooh, what is this? I've been resting all weekend. But as the day progressed and I gave it to him, I found myself in a good position. The only thing, I had gone to the store, come back, and I got some packing still to do. Y'all know I'm still packing, but I can get my packing done. And you see, he's that kind of God. But I can call on him now where before I couldn't call on him because I wasn't focused and I wasn't thinking about him like that. I wasn't thinking about, no, he have all power. When they said God, I had a sense of a little fear, you know, because I had been raised. But I'm saying I couldn't have had too much fear because of this. The things I knew he was against, I was doing them. And I wasn't telling him this, but I was showing him this. The choice is mine. I do what I want. And that's what I was doing. You see? But when we learn better, we do better. And when we come to him with a sincere heart, he bless us to begin to grow in him sincerely. Sincerely. Yeah. And we won't have that many problems. Thank you, Jesus. The only problems we'll have is staying focused and obeying.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go to him, he going to help us with that because that's what he wants for us.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. All right, Evangelist Scott, now I'm going to give it back over to you. Them southern preachers, I done told you.
I love
it. Because them preachers will take over somebody's show and just go to talking.
That's all right with me. That's all right with me. You don't have to worry about it over here. You can come take over anytime you want to. Anytime the Lord say, come right on over. Hallelujah. Because my spirit going to bear witness with it and let you go right on ahead and let the Holy Ghost speak. So
right.
I tell you what, I know one thing. I know I love the Lord, and I'm glad
Hallelujah.
That he stopped by here tonight. Glory to God. Gerald Scott.
Gerald Scott back there listening or resting.
Man, if you don't pick up that phone, there you are.
Hi, Evangelist Mac. Hi, Pastor Felicia.
Hi, Bishop Scott. How are you?
Not bad. How about you?
I'm blessed. Hanging out
with you. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I heard you doing your thing. You preach in the morning. You preach at night. You preach all the time. You better tell that story, girl. You better tell that story.
Yes, sir. I'm going to talk of the goodness of it and
no,
make
known
his deeds among the people.
Oh, you can't help it. You just can't help it. It's like fire shut up in our bones, isn't it?
Yes,
it's like with Jeremiah. He said, I can't help myself.
Yes, sir.
I want to stop talking about this thing, but I just can't help myself.
Hallelujah.
Fire shut up in my bones.
Yes,
I got to tell somebody about
yes,
the goodness of the Lord. But he's been mighty good, I tell you.
Yes,
he's been
is.
Mighty good, better than we even hoped for him to be, you know?
Yeah.
Because, my Lord, how many times we failed him, but he's never failed us, never.
Oh,
Any
yeah.
failing has been on our part, like you just said a moment ago. He's always been true. He's always been constant. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's not just a verse in the Bible. It's the truth of the matter. Every day he's the same, and I'm so glad about it. He brought me through, and he's bringing me through, and he's going to take me through. Those things yet to happen. He's always there for us. People come and go, but he stays true to us every step of the way. So I'm just glad to be on your show. My wife, my dear evangelist, God is good. You see, this was meant to be.
Yes, I was getting ready to say that.
Everything was meant to be. Yes. I would not have missed this program for the world. And sometimes God has to get things straight, and he has to shut some things down in order to open up the things he wants to happen on a particular time. So I'm glad that we had this time together. This was a wonderful program. I don't see no failure in it. I don't see no mistake in it. I think it was all God's plan. See, I don't believe in coincidence. I don't believe in happenstance. I believe that God has a purpose for everything, and everything's to his purpose. So I know that someone has been blessed by the testimonies, by the words that have been spoken tonight. I know we got a few more minutes to go, and somebody else is going to be blessed for what's going to be said in just a few moments. So I'm just glad to be a part of the number. I'm just glad to be on this program tonight with my wife. You know, I'm going to be there 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
For Jesus in the morning, you know, I'll be there for that. If the creek don't rise and the sun shines, whether it shines or not, I'm going to still be there.
Amen.
Even the creek rise, I'm going to be there. I'm in my house. The creek can rise all the water. I'll be like Jesus in the morning, 7 o'clock. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., Jesus in the morning. On Blog Talk, radio, and TV.
Amen.
Well, this thing will be worldwide one Monday day. Well, it's worldwide now.
It is.
Because you got New Zealand, you got the Philippines, you got everybody. All over the United States, from Alaska to Alabama to Pennsylvania to North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, Mississippi, Texas. Oh, my Lord. Anywhere you want to go. You talk about somebody came from Missouri and Kansas just this morning. I tell you, Jesus in the morning, and then we got the evening with Jesus in the Word. I tell you, it's something.
Yes,
it's just something going on here in this world. And I'm going to tell you, people are always talking about the bad news, but there's some good news happening, too.
Mm-hmm.
Happening, even yet. Oh, yeah, we watch the 11 o'clock news and the 6 o'clock news and the 5 o'clock news and the early morning news, and all you get is a woe is me and a my. But if you just turn off the 6 o'clock news and turn on 7 a.m. or Jesus in the morning, you may get some other kind of news. The good news of Jesus, that he died, he rose, and he lives and reigns and sits at the right hand of God the Father, and that we can be saved from our sins, we can be saved from damnation, we can be ushered into heaven, and we can live a life both here on earth and in heaven that God will be pleased with. I'm going to tell you, you can't have no better news than that.
Amen.
You can't have no better news than that. You know, we're in the Olympics right now, and a lot of people are talking about heroes and this and that. But, you know, I'm going to tell you something. Preachers are the greatest heroes there are in the world.
Yes,
because
sir.
They take people's souls and lead them to a place where they can live eternally. What better hero is that? You know, things in this world are temporal. Things in this world are here today, and they're gone today.
Amen.
But the things of God endure forever. And if you can lead someone to Christ, if you can lead someone away from damnation to salvation, if you can lead someone from disappointment and despair to hope and life, my goodness, what better hero can you have than that?
Amen.
We minimize preachers. I've even been told as a pastor, you know, why don't you get a real job? I said, a real job?
Okay.
There's no better job than this.
Okay.
What occupation, what vocation is better than winning souls for Christ? Anything else will take care of the flesh. Anything else will take care of our lives on this side. But what we have to offer will take you and make your life better here and there and everywhere. We better, and I'm going to tell you something, the church is the most guilty party of that. We put our preachers down, and we put our ministers down, and we minimize the impact of our evangelists. I tell folk all the time, evangelists are very, very important. See, in the church, we've lifted up pastors, the office of pastor, so much, we forget about there's a fivefold ministry. And if the fivefold ministry doesn't work properly, the pastor can't even do his job right. You know, we have five fingers or digits on our hand. One digit and four fingers. The thumb and then the four fingers. And if one misfires and doesn't work right, all the other ones can't work as they should. But when they all work together, and when the thumb cooperates with the little finger, and the middle finger cooperates with the index finger, and they all work together, then the hand can get done all that it needs to have done. See, we don't work together. We're always at each other's throat. But as we were talking about just a moment ago, in the book of Acts, in the first century church, they always came on one accord. They always came together in spite of their differences. Oh, yeah, there were differences.
Uh-huh.
Peter and Paul had a lot of differences.
Yeah.
One believed in circumcision. One believed that you didn't have to be circumcised. They had a lot of differences. But they had one thing in common, and that was the love of Christ. They had one thing in common, that the Holy Spirit filled them both and overflowed them both and moved on them both and guided them both and led them both. And whatever differences they may have had, the apostles one with another, they came together for a common good, and they came together for a common purpose. Or we have differences, but we're always going to have differences. We're individuals. That means we have a different mindset. We have a different opinions about various things. But there's one thing we have in common, and that's we all have been saved by the blood of Christ. And we've all been filled with His Holy Spirit. So let's come together with that. If we have nothing more than that, that's a whole lot right there. That's a whole lot right there. Thank you so much, Evangelist, for the opportunity to say this a little bit. Just a little bit, the old preacher man. Just a little bit. Thank you.
Y'all too. Ooh, y'all too. Y'all could take the program, but I'm glad y'all did because guess what?
What?
I have a whole lot to say.
You know what? I'll tell you this right here. Thank you, Pastor Felicia. I have your address and the spots. I have your address. And y'all, in a few days, you should get it. I just have to go tomorrow and mail them off. But y'all will have them in a few days because I sent it priority mail. And I think you'll like it, and it'll be all right. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Mac. You always are doing something from the heart. People, that's who you are. You always reach out to folk and make them have a better day just by your passing by.
I know. I can't wait to get those pens.
And I can't wait to get them keychains. I love keychains.
Okay.
You know, Evangelist Mac, this morning you had Apostle Timberlake on, and Apostle Timberlake was on fire. On fire.
Amen.
And I thank God for the word that came forth this morning. The Lord have mercy. That word was good. Very, very good. I hope to get him on out of a Pure Heart Ministries broadcast one day.
Okay. Well, all you do is just hit him up. And if he's available, he'll come right on, Evangelist Scott. And every time he has come and preached on Jesus in the morning, he was always on fire. And I tell you, the tongues roll, and he keep right on going. Yes, sir. And this morning on Blog TV, all kind of foolishness. They were saying all kind of things in there. Let me tell you something. Timberlake kept right on going. Like they had said, I don't even know if some of that stuff he even saw. Yeah,
wow.
Somebody mute the co-host, because he was tearing it up in there. Oh, yeah, God was using it.
People don't like that. Pastor Felicia is with somebody that we need to pray for. I don't know her name, but she got some more things going on. Somebody that she knows, and they need prayer. A whole bunch of stuff going on with this person right now.
All right.
Yeah, and they really do need prayer. Pastor Felicia, can you hear me? If you can hear me, Pastor Felicia, tell me in the chat room because she's clicking in between this broadcast and the phone line. We have a caller, area code 215-259. If you have anything you'd like to say, would you please press the 1 and we'll get you on the air. In the meantime, we're going to pray for this young lady because I knew if it was me going through what she's going through, I would want somebody to pray for me. So will y'all just agree with me, touch and agree with me, so we can pray for this young lady?
Yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just lift up this young lady to you, Father. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just rebuke right now the spirit of suicide. Father, we bind it in the name of Jesus, God. We know it's not your will for her to take her own life. So, God, we just pray for her right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we bind every spirit that is coming against her mind to even cause her to think about suicide. We bind that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just pray for this young lady, this new convert, Lord God. She just gave her life to you not too long ago. And, Father, I pray for her right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would keep her safe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, that she will begin to pray, Lord God, that she will begin to seek you with her whole heart, that she will begin to trust you, that she will begin to lean and depend on you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Everything that the enemy has stolen from her, God, we ask that you will restore it unto her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And, Father, right now I just say thank you, Lord God. Father, I thank you and I bless you. I praise your name for this young lady right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for new life. I thank you for a renewed mind, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that she is healed, Lord God, for whatever she's going through, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that she will trust you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that she will not look at her circumstance, but she will look at you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I say thank you right now, Lord God. Father, I say thank you, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus right now, God, over her mind. I plead the blood of Jesus over her mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I say thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, that as Pastor Felicia is ministering to her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will give her what to say, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that this woman, Lord God, will heal her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that she will heal her. Hear her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. She will hear in the spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. She will trust you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I just say thank you for it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Oh, my gosh, this young lady is going through it, Lord. Hallelujah. God, y'all that know the word of prayer, please pray for this young lady because she is really going through it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hello, Shirley Moore. This is my sister in the chat room.
Oh,
right
God.
Now, Shirley Moore, yes. My baby sister. She's the youngest of 13, so she is truly the baby sister.
Hi,
Shirley. You can call and get on the line if you want. Area code 323-693-3054. Is that you, 259? I'm trying to get a whole phone number. Is that you? Shirley, that is you. Okay. All right. She's on the phone line, but of course she's not going to press that one because she don't want to get on the line. But anyway, Jesus is Lord. I have nothing else. I have nothing else. I can't speak over what the Holy Ghost has already said. So we're just going to close the broadcast. Evangelist Mac?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Would you like to close us out in prayer?
Oh, yes, most certainly, most certainly. And I just want to say this. I feel the Spirit moving for the young lady that Minister Felicia is ministering to.
Yes,
it's going
amen.
To be all right. I can feel that. Ooh.
Amen.
Mm. Yeah, it's all right. Because sometimes, you know, people get caught up and they just can't let go at that time. But God knows the very intent of their heart,
yes.
And he'll move for them. So we just thank God for prayer. Thank God for that prayer going forth. And we touched and agreed. So we believe God not only to hear but to answer. And
amen.
I trust this evening. Hallelujah. Let
amen.
Us pray out. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every word. God, we thank you for all that has been said and done here. Father, we thank you that we can come together on one accord, lifting up your name, the name of Jesus. Father, I come this evening asking that you would bless the host, Evangelist Scott, and bless Bishop Scott and their household, God, you know what they stand in the need of. Ask that you would move by your spirit for them this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Bless Minister Felicia, God, as she pour out to this young woman. And, God, I believe that you're going to deliver this woman.
Yeah.
Father, bless Reverend Dorsey, and God, I ask that you would touch and heal this evening, as only you can do. Father, I ask that you would bless her financially, bless her household, God. Bless her husband, bless her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless the labor that you called her to. Father, I ask that you would increase her territory and strengthen her, God, to continue to do the work that you chose her for, in the name of Jesus. Father, bless Shirley this afternoon. And, Father, I ask that you would move on her behalf like never before. Do it for your glory and show her that not only you hear, but you answer prayers. Do it tonight. Every guest, God, I ask that you would bless them in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Move by your spirit for the guests. Lord, they stayed through the entire thing. And, Lord, just for them staying, I ask that you would bless them going out and bless them coming in. Meet the need in their lives in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father, according to your riches and glory by your Son, Christ Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity you give to us to obey your word. And, Father, help us tonight to live right before you. Help us to walk in the spirit that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh.
Yes,
Father, I ask that you would strengthen us as your people to obey you at any cost.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Do it all for your glory. Lord, I ask that you would bless each and every one of us for whatever we stand in the need of, finances, whatever the case may be. Lord, do it for your glory. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist Maxwell. You know we look forward to seeing you in the morning.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Oh, yes. And Pastor Felicia, please forgive me for calling you Reverend Dorsey. But we still prayed for her. She needed the prayer.
That's what I said. She was in your spirit. She had to be.
Okay.
You've been saying her name all day.
All day, haven't I? I better call Reverend Dorsey.
Yeah,
I will.
I'll call her.
Listen, God, speak the blessings of the Lord upon you, Pastor Felicia, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You're the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah. Look to the hills from which cometh your help. All your help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. I speak the blessings of God upon you this evening in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to say bye-bye. Long-winded going to go on now, I guess.
Amen. But you know what? Before we close out, I just want to say this real quick, that I don't want to close the broadcast without offering Jesus to whoever may be listening who might not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Maybe somebody's listening and they've backslidden. And maybe somebody's just listening and they just want to get a closer walk with the Lord. But we want to offer Jesus tonight before we close the broadcast, because in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life." We offer you, Jesus, tonight that you would believe on him so that you might have everlasting life. The book of Romans 10, 9 and 10 says that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So we ask tonight that if you don't know Jesus, that you will come to know him. Get in his word, read the gospel, so you can find out who Jesus is. And then try him for yourself. I would ask you, I know I was not saved, and people offered me Jesus for many years, and I would not accept him. But one day I did accept Jesus into my heart. I accepted him as my Lord and my Savior, and he saved me. He saved me from what? He saved me from hell. That's what he saved me from. He saved me from my sin. He took me and made me a new creature. I know there's a song that says, I think you just said that, didn't you, Evangelist Mac? He took me and made something beautiful out of my life. And I thank God for that on tonight, that if it wasn't for Jesus, I wouldn't be here today. Won't you try Jesus tonight? Won't you taste and see that the Lord, he is good? Won't you try the same Jesus that I'm talking about tonight? And he'll save you from your sin. He'll save you, he'll deliver you, and he'll set you free. There's nothing bad in Jesus, only good. Won't you try him tonight? His name is Jesus. Won't you try him tonight? I offer you Jesus. I offer you Jesus. Father, I just pray for every person, oh God, tonight who may be listening live or who may be listening in the archives. And Father, I pray, Lord God, that whatever blinders are on their eyes that are keeping them from coming to you, that you will remove those blinders in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that your word says that the god of this world has blinded them, that they will not come to the light. But, Father, we ask that you will take the blinders off their eyes, that they may see the light and come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I know it's not your will that any perish, but that all come to repentance. So, Father, I pray, Lord God, that those that are listening tonight that do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior, that they will come to repentance on tonight, Lord God, or whenever they listen to this broadcast, that they will come to repentance, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Father, I just say thank you for it right now, Lord God. I say thank you for every soul that has come in, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you and give you praise, glory, and honor, Lord God, in Jesus' name. I thank you for the souls that are coming in through Freedom Doors Ministry, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for every soul that are giving their lives to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you and I praise you for it, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, those that are seeking to be filled with the Holy Ghost, I pray that they get filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to go and end the broadcast with this song, Don't Wait Until Tomorrow, Try Jesus Today. Good night, everybody. We love you.
Your needs, and you said, I know, but tomorrow, ooh, tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today. Could very well.
God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Bye.
Bye.